Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, cloudy, breezy, warmer today. Chance for a few showers. We'll have a high near 57. Kenosha right now is at 51 degrees. It's 53 in Burlington, Milwaukee 51, 49 in Racine. Mount Pleasant police arrested a 32-year-old Racine man last night on charges of hit-and-run causing injury and operating while intoxicated. Four people in a minivan injured slightly after it was struck from behind at high speed near Hanchey and Sheridan Roads. Officers and South Shore Fire Rescue personnel told while en route to the scene that one of the vehicles had rolled over and the driver from that car fled on foot. That man was observed by a police officer climbing a fence to a nearby storage unit complex, and that's where a search was concentrated, and Jeremy Bowie taken into custody, first requiring some hospital care. Bowie's vehicle hit the back of the minivan at high speed, according to a news release. It caused his car, though, to flip several times and land on its roof. Last night in the city of Racine, a dark-colored car hit the front of a home in the 1200 block of Marquette Street. That was about a quarter after 7. A minor leg injury reported with that accident. No other information, though, released by police. They had to block off that stretch of the one-way street for a time last night. Racine's Common Council will soon be considering amending the city ordinance on motor vehicle recovery and towing, which the various companies did work out language-wise in talks with the city attorney's office and the villages of Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant. But some recent discussion focused in on why some arbitrary change was made on borders a few years back, and which they've been living with since. Dan Holmes of Barris Towing and Repairs telling the Public Safety and Licensing Committee that the new language, that's fine with everybody. They were a part of the process. The border change, though, which incorporated a Caledonia company, still a head-scratcher. That happened unnoticed to them.
Nobody was told, nobody was notified, nobody even went through it. I never saw it publicized anywhere that we could have came and talked about it or anything like that. We were all wondering why they were expanded, because again, there was no issues that we knew of, the four companies, that they needed to expand them, and they've never been willing, the city, to expand the borders in the past, ever.
Alderman Sandy Widener, who brought the issue to the attention of the city attorney's office, took partial responsibility for not paying as close of attention to the border change issue as she should have.
Had I been more aware, I would have probably contacted, or at least been sure that the city attorney's office would have contacted all the towing companies in Racine to let them know that this change was taking place. I did not. This slipped by me, so my apologies. I'm sorry for that.
There may be some additional discussion at the council meeting when the ordinance revision does come up for a vote, explanation and or clarification at the least, as well as the impact of the past council action. One of the communications that will be going into the Racine Council for tomorrow night's meeting will be going off to the Finance and Personnel Committee. It calls for not asking city job applicants if they've ever been convicted of a crime. It's known as Ban the Box. It's proposed by Alderman Jones, Shields, Land, Perez, and Lemke. That discussion to take place next week in committee. Tonight in Kenosha, the City Council will meet at 7 o'clock at the Municipal Building. On that agenda, a proposed resolution that will go to the Public Safety Committee, urging the state legislature and the governor to approve a statute that requires all buses serving elementary, middle, and high schools to be equipped with seat belts. Alderman Rocco LaMacchia is the main author on that. The deadline to purchase a pet license in the city of Racine was January 31st, but pet owners will have a chance to buy that license without the $10 late fee with an amnesty period that's scheduled March the 12th through April 2nd. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with details.
An annual license is required for all dogs, cats, pot-bellied pigs, and ferrets, and can be purchased on the lower level of Racine City Hall. In addition to the amnesty period, two amnesty events will be held on March 12th and April 2nd, both Sundays from noon until 2 p.m. Applications, a current rabies vaccination certificate, and proof of spay or neuter are required. The Wisconsin Humane Society will be on hand at both events to offer rabies vaccinations for $18. City Environmental Health Division Director Marsha Fernholtz says during the first amnesty event last year, 100 animals were properly licensed. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The Burlington Common Council will meet tomorrow evening at 6:30 in Committee of the Whole before the regular business meeting. The agenda includes a discussion about purchasing a Class B liquor license from the neighboring town of Spring Prairie for $12,500 to help attract restaurants that is allowed by state statute. Also on the agenda, discussion about repealing an ordinance on public dances and dance halls. It goes back to 1924. Documentation on why it was created not found, according to officials. The last license issued in 1996. Staff is recommending eliminating it altogether, including the associated fee. Doing so at the March 21st Burlington Council meeting, according to documentation, that would also eliminate the need for the police department to act as dance supervisors. Top issue voiced at a workshop in Racine for undocumented workers, attended by about 75 at the Labor Center, concern for their American-born children. Organized by the immigrant rights group Voices de la Frontera and featuring a representative of the Mexican consulate out of Chicago, session was held almost entirely in Spanish. Spokesperson Valeria Ruiz said that the attendees got forms to fill out, which would give a relative temporary custody of their children should they be deported.
Their kids would be then passed on to the relative, and then the relative would be able to take them to the Mexican consulate, and then the Mexican consulate will personally take them back to their parents in Mexico so that they can be reunited. So they did also encourage dual citizenship so that the kids are also a citizen of Mexico so that they can receive the benefits that Mexican citizens receive.
President Trump has indicated that only undocumented workers with criminal records or pending charges should have to worry about deportation. Ruiz indicated that many of the Hispanic community, they don't believe that. And coming up this morning, starting at 11 o'clock up until 2 this afternoon, then again from 4 until 7 p.m. is the 20th annual Empty Bowls fundraising event at Racine's Festival Hall. It's to help the Homeless Assistance Leadership Organization and Racine County Food Bank. On WRJN's Community Conversations, volunteer Tiffany Behrens explained the handmade and decorated ceramic bowls, they are available to keep.
To buy a bowl and get unlimited soup and bread is $15. Have a to-go for $10, and children are $5 and they get a plastic bowl.
The celebrity volunteer service of the soup over the years have included the mayor, the county executive, police chief, and many, many others. Again, empty bowls held every year, organizers reminding the public there's always an empty bowl in the community. WRJN.com. That's our webpage, and that's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.